Welcome to the Kula Brands Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with our Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. Kula Brands provides the funding, branding, and sales for new inventions, products, or projects. Be sure to check out the Kula Brands Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com and look for the Kula Brands Radio Show segment. Every Kula Brands project is the independent creation of everyday people just like you. Do you have an invention you want to get into the marketplace? Kula Brands knows what it's like to have the passion and commitment to launch an innovative project and the risks involved. Now, on to our show with Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Mingles here. You are listening to our Kula Brands, that's K-U-L-A Brands, B-R-A-N-D-S radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. They are one of our newest radio show guest hosts, and I am super excited because there's a gentleman whose name is Peter Gantner, who just gets giggly, silly, like so super excited about helping entrepreneurs bring products to the market. He developed this concept called Kula Brands, and when I went to KulaBrands.com, I kind of saw it right away, and I reached out to him and said, Peter, I'd love to be able to shine a spotlight on what you and your other leaders are doing in the home-based business arena. You're taking the conception of an entrepreneur and bringing it to fruition into actually getting a product sold on the marketplace, and you're doing all the necessary things to really get it done, not just talk about it. And today's radio show will be hosted with guest host Corey Moran. And Corey does a lot of things on the inside that you'll probably never see, but he works collectively with Peter and the other developers and participants and everything else. He kind of like does it all with us as well. And he's going to introduce something that is so cool because this, I think, was their very first product, and it's called Zippin' Store. So, Corey, over to you.
Awesome. Thanks. Peter, can you hear me okay?
You're fine.
All right. First of all, thanks for having me here today. I'm absolutely giggly as well and excited beyond belief just for the concept that Peter brought to us here. And really, you know, you grow up, you get excited, you have this magical feeling about ideas and inventions and things that you have in your head and that you feel that can change lives and, you know, even change the world. And so at Kula Brands, we're actually making that possible. And it's an incredible community, you know, with a business attached to it. But what we're doing here is we're taking the ideas and we're getting them further than an idea, because most times when an inventor or a person with an idea, they don't get much further than the idea. And so what we're doing here is we get them funded, which most inventors have problems with three different areas. And the first off is getting funded and making that money to start the process of manufacturing their product or idea. And then the second part is the social media aspect or the marketing and branding. And a lot of inventors don't have the army to do that with, per se. And then the third part is the sales. So if you ever watch like Shark Tank, or if you ever heard of Shark Tank, a lot of the inventors, you know, when the sharks ask them how many sales they have and they don't have very many, they kind of get laughed off a little bit. So today I'm honored and, you know, to introduce this gentleman who has this. I mean, I get so excited when I talk about the new invention, the Zippin' Store. It's a kitchen organizer, and it's absolutely going to be a hit around the world. And it's already been seen on social media by over 25 million people. It's had over 25 million views. And if you go to Zippin' Store right now on Facebook and you type that in the search bar, you're going to see close to or over 100,000 people talking about this incredible invention. So I've gotten to know Mr. Len Kenzie over the past 6 months or so on a personal level as well. And I've seen just magic happen with this guy, and the changes that I've seen in him, and I'll let him take it away now. But honored, this guy is the most humble, grateful, and genuine guy that you could ever meet, and it couldn't have been a better fit to have his product, his idea, his invention as the first one to roll out of Kula Brands. So, Mr. Len Kenzie, are you here, brother?
I am here, my friend. I am here. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Peter. I'm not sure if I know if I can speak after that introduction, you know, Corey.
Well, you're going to have to because this is your radio show.
Roll it out.
People want to know about Zip in Store.
Yeah, Len. Just tell us a little bit about your background. What got you to that point of where we are now at the Zip in Store?
Let me. I'll just give you just a little bit of background. I've known Peter for 6-7 years, and we became great friends over those years. We've worked on multiple things, and I have this computer full of just concepts, and there's 6 or 7 or 8 different things that I've worked on with him, and I'd show it to him, and I would develop them, and we would get it to a certain point, and even to the point of modeling and actual prototypes and designs and drawings, graphic images, renderings, video renderings, all kind of stuff for multiple things, but I've just never been able to just get it over that barrier, get it past that point. You know, they're great ideas, but just haven't been able to move them past that. I'm a terrible marketing person. I go out and sell something to somebody, and you know, after a little bit, I'm okay, but if I get 2 or 3 or 4 no's, and it's like, okay, nobody wants this, you know? And that's probably not necessarily the case, but whenever Peter started Cooler Brands here, just like Peter, I got it instantly, you know, because I'm in this field. I'm an inventor, and it's my passion. It's what I enjoy. It's what I like to do. And when he presented this to me, you know, back in December of last year, I'm like, wow, this is it. I think this is it, you know. And so as he's going through this process of starting up Cooler Brands and sharing what it is, and people are getting on board, and there's 600, 700, 800 members, and we talked 2-3 times a day, for maybe more than that, and looking, you know, him looking for a particular product that suited the initial product for that they were going to launch with Cooler Brands. And I have some other great ideas that are in various stages, but none of them were broad enough. They just weren't quite right. And so, you know, I told Peter, I said, look, I have this idea. I've been thinking about it for a long time, but I just prototype or anything. So I said, let me play with it for a couple of days. And so I came back, I showed it to him, and he's like, wow, let's make that the first Cooler Brands project. And I'm like, and I said to him, are you serious? You know, is this really that big, you know? And through that process there, the excitement, the enthusiasm of Peter, and going through this process of making the prototypes and showing them to Peter and Doug, and them seeing the potential of this, just gave me the excitement, the courage, the strength, the stamina to do all these things in what ended up being about a 24-25-day period, from the concept clear through to the development of these prototypes, and then showing them on, presenting them to the Cooler Brand members on Thursday evening. And I can say without a doubt, without any hesitation, that it was the Cooler Brands motivation and power that they that I saw that allowed me to develop this creativity and to bring this project and to believe not only in the project, but believe more in myself as a person and as an entrepreneur. You know, I knew I had creative talents and I had a great job, you know, and I liked it, but my passion, my real passion is creativity and designing and doing some of these things. And it was Cooler Brands that really helped bring that forward and bring it out of me. We launched Zippin Store as a Kickstarter project at the beginning of August. It ended in September 3rd, sometime there. And through the whole process, it was just an amazing experience seeing how Cooler Brands helped launch this on Kickstarter. It's a great product, but I don't know, I don't believe that it would have had the push, the where it reached, where it did on Kickstarter without Cooler Brands. It just wouldn't have, you know. It's a great commercial product, and some of the products on Kickstarter tend to be more of a niche products or they're unique ideas, and so they helped me reach that point. And there's eight molds, nine different products involved with this here, and eight different molds that we had to design the products for and have those made and designed and built. There is no way, there's just no way that we could have gone from where we started from with a concept idea to 5 months later, those molds are finished. We had them made in China for cost reasons, and they're on their way to a U.S. manufacturer to be manufactured and produced here in the U.S. 5 months later, eight molds. It was a very intricate process, and without Cooler Brands' help, there is no way that I would have gotten this far this fast. It probably would have been years, if that process would even taken place. There just wasn't a place for me as an entrepreneur to go to where I can share my concept, my prototypes, my idea, and have it accepted and allow that motivation to take place inside me from the encouragement from the Cooler Brands members. There is so many amazing people. It would take the rest of this hour to name the amazing people on Cooler Brands that have encouraged me, that have helped me to move this project forward. There was a lot of sleepless nights where, you know, it was pure pure motivation and pure stamina and thinking of these people that had put their hope in this idea and in me to help move this forward, to help this project become a live, living, breathing thing next year, in the beginning of next year, have it with the possibilities of it being in a bunch of major retailers. What an amazing thing to take place. I would encourage other entrepreneurs just like myself that have a hard time because it's a hard process. You go through a lot of hard times when you're creating stuff like this, and sometimes you don't know where to go and what to do. And there's with Peter and Doug, they have really helped Zippin Store and me facilitate Zippin Store being brought to the market, and with the potential of this being a huge, huge, it's even bigger than I think, you know. We just met with our patent attorney again this second time. And I took a gentleman with me there that is kind of partnered alongside with me, and we're working on this a little bit. And he said, after we left the meeting with the patent attorney, he said, I was watching him just to see what his reaction to was, because I had brought a prototype, and he was there, and he slid a Ziploc bag in the slot. And this guy's name's Dave, and Dave said, I could see him thinking. He was like a squirrel running in a cage. So I could see him thinking. He says, and all of a sudden, the squirrel falls out of the cage, and you could see these little stars coming off his head because he hit his head, you know. And he's like, wow, this thing's huge, you know. And then they said, I saw those little stars fade away and little dollar signs popped up. You know, this guy could see the potential of this here. And we have we're developing a great strategy around this and a great business plan and steps to move this forward to where, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, it has the potential to be, you know, 50 to 100, maybe even bigger wholesale company, selling these throughout the entire world, getting them possibly in manufactured refrigerators right from the start. I have distributors in the U.S. that are emailing me and calling me on a regular basis, from Canada, from the U.K., all over the world, that like this product, that has seen it on Facebook, seen it on Kickstarter, because of the enthusiasm and what Kula Brands has brought about to bring this forward into the market. And it's all because of the collaboration of all these members that have talked about it and blogged about it and shared it on Facebook. And it's just exploded.
So Len, after the commercial break, let's talk about exactly what Zip and Store is and, you know, all the moving parts that it does and kind of paint a picture for all the listeners out there. So, Peter, if you want to take a quick commercial break, we'll be back.
I was crawling through the phone over here to try to get him to tell us what the heck a Zip and Store is because I'm so excited, but here we go.
You've been listening to the Kula Brands Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com with our Kula Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Then look for the Kula Brands Radio Show segment. Kula Brands provides the funding, branding, and sales for new inventions, products, or projects. Be sure to check out the Kula Brands Radio Show segment buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening to the Kula Brands Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. This is Peter Mingles. We have Corey Moran, and then we have the inventor of a product that we're going to learn more about, I hope, called Zip and Store. And he's on Kula Brands Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening in live, we want to say thanks for being here. Make sure you share this with other people. This is so exciting because as Len was speaking about this product, I was like, you know, it just seemed like I got to have it. And then he's talking about patent attorneys and like, wow, this sounds really special and it'll fit in a refrigerator and I'm not really sure what it is, but I got to have one. So, Corey, can you make sure that this man tells us what this thing is by the time we're done with our radio show?
Oh, my gosh, I apologize. You know, I live, eat, sleep and dream Zip and Store. So it's like, okay, I didn't realize.
Catch us
I
up.
Should have, yeah.
Yeah, you got to catch us up.
Okay, so Zip and Store is a revolutionary food storage system that fits in your refrigerator. And what it does, captures the power of a Ziploc bag where you can store your food, and then the Ziploc bag part hangs in a slot that is a pull-out section in your refrigerator, and it allows you to store and organize your food in the refrigerator so you can see exactly what food you have, and you can use exactly what food you have. Normally, you have the drawers and stuff, and you throw your cheese in and your hamburger or whatever it may be, And the end of 2 months, you finally dig down to the bottom and find that it's all green or nasty, or, you know. And but this is it takes and allows a person that uses this to organize and efficiently be able to use their food. So it's the food is right at your fingertips when you open your refrigerator door. There's a unit that fits underneath the shelf on your door where you can hold Ziploc bags, or there's a part inside your refrigerator underneath your shelf that is a slide out, and it slides out, and it, the one inside the refrigerator holds up to 19 bags, and the one in your door holds up to 10 bags. So with a combination of the two, it holds 29 bags of items, Ziploc bags that have the Ziploc portion top on it. Now, what's nice about that is that when you go into a grocery store, there are so many things that already have Ziploc the bag top on them. Cheese and hot dogs, and the list is too big. Whenever you go to the deli and you get sliced meat or cheese, guess what it comes in? It comes in a Ziploc slider bag usually. That slides right in the slot. You can hang it there. Everything can be just visually seen at an instant, you know. So if you can make sandwiches for your kids, you know, everything can be hung up in a nice, organized manner, not thrown on one another. And it's so easily seen and so easily organized. And then there's some other items as well that we've made some. We have a freezer. We have two freezer items. One is a tray, and it's kind of like a food, like an ice cube tray, but for your food. And so what it does is you put your hamburger or your soup or your spaghetti or whatever it is you have in a gallon or a quart Ziploc bag, and then you press it down into this thing, and you freeze it. Then whenever you take it out, it's all divided. And so if you only want to heat up one section of it or two pieces or two sections, that's all you have to heat up. You don't have to reheat the whole thing or store it in a small container that you only want to reheat what you use, you know. So by portioning out your frozen foods, it helps save money and helps save time. And then we have it's called Freeze and Stack, where you can freeze your Ziploc bags with items with contents in them, and then you can store these in your freezer easily. They store nice. They stack on top of one another pretty nice, you know. So there's just a lot of cool items there. But the main thing is the refrigerator, the slide out, and then we have the same thing for the cupboards for your dry foods, for whatever you want to store your dry foods with. We have a slide out for the cupboard. You can slide your Ziploc bags into it. It's a really neat organizational tool, and I've come to learn that it's really revolutionary. It is so unique. It's never been done before. Done our patent searches and all those kind of things, you know, and so we're just taking the steps to move this forward and help get it into online and offline retail stores, you know. One of the things that Cooler Brands really helped with was, you know, they helped the initial surge on Kickstarter and helped that to be helped to grow and catch momentum and catch the attention of so many people. But once that was done, we set off to build eight specific molds to build these items. And there's a lot of expense in that, a lot of expense in the design, the CAD design. And I was intimately involved in all areas of this here, and I spent a lot of time with several people on designing these each individual parts. And most of the time, I was probably online with a webinar, watching them as they did this. And so we come to the end of Kickstarter. We've raised almost $153,000, and it's probably pretty close to covering our initial cost for the mold development and the product. But there were some added expenses that, not that we didn't account for them, that just came up as a happenstance of going through this here. And so there's, you know, we're like, I'm going to have to probably put in some extra money, and where do I get that money? But one of the amazing things is, since that's gone and the Kickstarter project has ended, they've sold, and I think we've raised another probably close to $15,000 through Indiegogo and through our online sales through ShopCoola. And so that's just really helped. Like, okay, I don't have to worry about some of these extra costs that are involved. We can get this thing made and get it out to all the Kickstarter people that have pledged on it, and all the people that have bought it on ShopCoola. And we're going to have enough to produce, you know, so many extra, so that we can start selling these online and offline. It's just really been an amazing process. And with Cooler Brands, it wouldn't have happened without it. It would never have happened this fast. It would never have happened like this. It's just been an amazing – I can't thank Peter enough, Peter and Doug. Peter's just been an amazing guy that has helped throughout this whole process, and keeping things in line, keeping things on track, and moving things forward, getting things lined up to make this a successful project, has been an integral part of Lenovation and Cooler Brands working together to make this a success for the members.
So, Len, we only have about a minute or so left. I want someone, either Corey or you, to tie this into now. This is how they help get a product off the ground. How are they going to be able to now help the people that are in Cooler Brands get this whole thing started as well? So, Corey, maybe you can tie it into the distributors and the affiliates that were associated with this. How does this benefit them?
Sure. So once it has gotten past the crowdfunding stage, what happens is the Cooler Brands community, they take it to social media, they online, offline. We have over, you know, 1,700 members right now who are who will be benefiting from the sale, the worldwide sales of the Zippin store and every product that comes through Cooler Brands. But what's going on here is the Cooler Brands community will get royalties from Zippin store and Len Company for the life of the product. And so they also, for each individual sale of the Zippin store, they will earn an affiliate commission as well. So going through the sales, we call it the sales pool of the Zippin store, and then following that, we'll enter the marketing and branding phase, which will have our own unique portal, which we reach out through social media as well. But it's a very, very, very unique concept, and it's proven with the Zippin store. It's very effective in that it works. And when Len was talking, I know everybody out there that's listening, when he told us about the Zippin store, I have somebody on my Christmas list that I never know what to get for this person. And I mean, it really is for anybody that wants to be organized or is organized and wants to be more organized, or somebody that's just hard to buy for. So I was excited when it came
Excellent.
Out.
Believe it or not,
thank you.
We are running out of time. We're going to have you back. We're going to keep you posted on everything that's going on here. Thanks for listening in.
Thanks for listening to the Cooler Brands Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com with our Cooler Brands guest host and Peter Mingles. The Cooler Brands Radio Show can be heard again with almost any device connected to the internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Cooler Brands Radio Show link. Cooler Brands is an international, patent-pending, highly focused community that helps entrepreneurs, artists, scientists, and inventors raise the funds they need to drive total market adoption of their project. The Cooler Brands community acts as your partner. We are committed to your project just like you are. We only get paid if you make money. You can learn more by visiting the Cooler Brands Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com or hear previous Cooler Brands Radio shows by visiting www.buildingfortunesradio.com and clicking on the Cooler Brands Radio Show segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. On behalf of our Cooler Brands guests, Peter and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.